one thing of this place that I found amazing, one of the reasons I think it's working long term is I've never been to the European monasteries, but I've only seen this ever here and at Wapapong. It's the only really places I've really seen it where like the abbot or abbots empower members of the community to be in charge of different aspects of the monastery, whereas the normal Thai Krubajan style is like the abbot calls all the shots and nobody has any say really.
Mm.
And that's something that I think is incredibly powerful. And, it's something about Lumpur Liam, Lumpur Cha too, the Wapapong is around that way. It's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Or even Lumpur Pasano in the business meetings saying like, I have a Nimo, does anybody have any objections? And of course nobody does, he's still like, it's powerful that he even brings it up. Setting a good example.
I do recall at least once where he did express like an invitation, he's like, yeah, I think I want to do this. And there were like one or two voices in the community that were like, well, can we balance it with this or that? And he actually, you know, the situation turned. Like, you know, he, even though 90% of the time it just goes with what he thinks, he's genuinely open to junior members' opinions and stuff. And that was very similar to your, yeah, it was very touching, very, very telling about his humility and practice.
Yeah, that's true. Very inspiring.
Yes.
So too, what you were saying about like how there weren't, the community wasn't very big. Something I've kind of noticed here where there doesn't have to be nearly as much admonishment in terms of like Khor Wat details, so to speak, because there's actually quite a bit of momentum.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody sort of participating in the group standards.
Mm-hmm.
And so things are just, I mean, if one pays attention, one can just pick up on a lot of the different things just by paying attention to what, you know, whatever it is 10 people are doing in you know, the Wapra cleanups or whatever is going on.
Yeah.
There's quite a lot of inertia, so to speak.
Yeah, and that's a good point. You know, we're still of the size that pretty much everybody does everything, you know, plus or minus, you know, bits and pieces, rather than people just kind of doing their own thing. And that's very instructive and cohesive.
Yeah, that maturation. I mean, people mature at certain communities.
Right.